are you beating yourself up? Do you feel like the world is crashing down on you like a ton of bricks? I was in Pathfinders once. And we're on our way to Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Yeah, I was excited. Yeah, cheer, whatever. Okay, so we decided to go to the mall in some state. I don't even remember what state we were in, right? And so we went to the mall. Big deal, right? The mall. So go to the mall, pull up, the bus pulls up, and I remain our Pathfinder director. It's like, okay, guys, I can't park here. So, make sure to be back by 3 exactly, or you'll miss the bus and have to go all the way around the block to get you. And so I was like, oh, whew, 3, I got it. I'm good. So, I was like, oh, go look around the mall. Close. Oh, look, close. I was bored. You know, walked around looking at clothes for a while. You know, once you see one shirt, you've seen them all. So, finally, a couple other people were like, you know what? There's a Dairy Queen right down the block. And I was thinking, Dairy Queen. Close, Dairy Queen. I love Dairy Queen. I mean, like, if you didn't get that, like, I love it. I mean, like, my grandpa would always take me to Dairy Queen if I caught the right number of catches, or my dad, when I was working grape harvest, he would take us there, me there at like midnight, and we'd just sit in Dairy Queen at midnight, and no one was there, and we were like, I thought I was really cool. So I love Dairy Queen. So, but it's down the block, so a couple of us people go down the block, and, you know, like, oh, I'm so excited. It's Dairy Queen. It's excited. Okay, so we're going to Dairy Queen. You know, and I'm a little bit shyer than the rest of the group, and especially then, so I kind of hold back a little bit. Everyone goes in front of me, and I, you know, finally get to the counter. And I order my peanut butter parfait. Yes. I was so excited about that peanut butter parfait. I could not wait. But there's quite a few of us in our group. So, I mean, like, you know, it took quite a while. So I was waiting, you know, and the first people got their blizzards or whatever lame stuff they got, but I was waiting for my peanut butter parfait. They, you know, first two people got their stuff, left. They're like, you know, we don't want to be late for the bus, so we'll leave and, you know, go back. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to wait for my peanut butter parfait. Finally, I was the last one there, waiting for my peanut butter parfait. Finally, the lady at the counter came over with my peanut butter parfait. I grabbed it and I looked at my watch. 2:58. And I was probably over 2 blocks away from where we were supposed to get picked up at exactly 3. So, I panicked. I grabbed it and I ran. I ran like none other. I was like, oh, wow! I mean, I ran. I ran so fast. I didn't even think I could run that fast. I mean, look at my legs. Look how short they are. I didn't even know that. You know? So I'm running, right? And I see the bus parked out there. I'm like, oh man, maybe I can make it. Maybe. And then no. I see the bus start to pull away. And I'm like, oh. And the only way I can describe the feeling in my gut at that point is it felt like a black hole was sucking out my innards. I was so, so mad at myself. And I started beating myself up. I'm like, Zach, you're such an idiot. You missed the bus. You're so stupid. Why did you do that? Why? Ugh. I was so mad. So I was like, ugh, I missed the bus. I was going to be so mad at me. And so I'm walking now. What's the point of running? And so I'm just walking. And I see this garbage can. I'm like, I don't even want my peanut butter parfait anymore. and I threw away my peanut butter parfait. I was so mad. I was so mad at myself. I kept going, got to the bus stop. And lo and behold, there was half of the group who had also missed the bus. I was still mad at myself. I was even more mad. Bus came. We got on the bus. Ira didn't say a word. Not even a word. He didn't even look mad at all. I walked in. Instead of thinking, oh, I'm so relieved, all I could think about was, I threw away my peanut butter parfait. Guys, this is a funny story. But I did not feel good about that story for a very, very long time. Guys, these kinds of situations that make you feel stupid and sin drag you down, and it drug me down. I can remember times when I would lie awake at night telling myself how stupid I was for things I had done. I would literally lie in bed and say, Zach, you're stupid. Zach, you're stupid. Zach, you are an idiot. Some days, I'd try to talk as little as possible because I was afraid I might say something stupid. Do you realize, guys, that because I wouldn't talk, God could not use me as effectively? I was so focused on not doing something stupid and the stupid things I had done that I was useless. There came a time in my life when I was lying in my bed telling myself how stupid I was. And I'm like, Zach, this is stupid. Why should you call yourself stupid? But I was like, oh, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of beating myself up. I'm tired. Tired. I prayed to God. And I said, God, help me. And I closed my eyes. And in my imagination, I imagined God on his throne. No distinct features, nothing special about it. But in my imagination, I saw God smile. And in that smile was all the love, everything that took away my sin. And guys, you don't have to see God smile in your imagination to realize that he can take away your sin. Let me read you a Bible verse. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 and 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Guys, God has not forsaken you. God is there for you. Guys, I was so focused on my mountain of sin and stupidity that I couldn't see God. Guys, I'll tell you, I still struggle with this. I still struggle with focusing on the stupid things I've done and all the stupid, mean things I've said, all the people that I've hurt. But guys, look past your mountain. Look to God. Even if you can't see him, he's smiling.